USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says two Supreme Court rulings are based on an ongoing witch hunt and hoax.
The rulings were basically starting all over again, sending everything back down to the lower courts, and you start all over again. And so from a certain point, I'm satisfied. At another point, I'm not satisfied.
One case involved House subpoenas for President Trump's tax and financial records. The Supreme Court kicked that case back to the lower court. The other ruling did say that New York investigators can seek President Trump's records in an ongoing criminal investigation. Teachers' unions across the United States are resisting a push from the Trump administration and House Republicans to reopen schools amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, instead opting for remote learning that experts say presents major risks to children. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we need to shift gears and focus on safely reopening schools in the fall during the coronavirus pandemic.
Now, we are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation.
McCarthy telling reporters it's not a matter of if we should open, but how we do it, and saying that they want to give flexibility to parents about school and daycare. The widow of a man who is alleged to have taken the SATs for President Trump is denying the claim. Pam Shriver, an ESPN tennis analyst, is denying any knowledge that her late husband, Joe Shapiro, took the standardized test for the president. The allegation in a new book written by the president's niece, Mary Trump. Shriver also says her late husband met the president during their time at the University of Pennsylvania, which would have been years after the president had taken the SATs. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Ivy League announced it will not hold any fall sports competition, making it the first Division I conference to shut down athletics due to the coronavirus pandemic. The league says no sports will be played until after January 1st, 2021. Paul DeTuro is a breathing performance specialist. I had a chance to catch up with him, and we discussed the coronavirus pandemic and things moving forward.
I think what is important to remember in a pandemic like this, we eventually are all going to get it. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And the precautions that we're taking are just to slow down so we don't all get it at once and overload the medical system. So I think people should get out of the mindset that they need to do everything they can in order to protect themselves, because that's a very selfish mindset and it's the wrong one. We should be in the mindset of what can we do to protect each other. And so whether or not I have the virus, I could get tested and show that I have it. I could not get tested and not know for sure. Either way, I should be wearing my mask, because if I am asymptomatic and I don't feel sick, I still have the potential to pass the virus on. So to me, testing is almost a moot point. It's important for tracking and understanding the progression and mutation. Scientifically, it's important. But for an individual, it really shouldn't be changing your behavior. You should be behaving the same whether you're infected or not.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.